This report is highlighting what happened during the COVID time. And of course, the fish meal, fish oil factories are established this last 10 years. They have increased just from around 10 in the whole region. We are now more than 50 factories. So those factories are competing with artisanal fishermen and women processors because they are targeting the small pelagic. They turn it to fish oil and fish meal to export it to Europe and Asia. The oil for cosmetic and pharmaceutic and as ingredient because it's very rich in omega-3. And the fish meal to be used to for aquaculture, but also for livestock to feed pigs and cats, etc. So all this is done while the communities, the population, the actors don't have enough food or enough fish for themselves.
Why do you think these governments in West Africa have been unable to prevent this from happening?
Because for some countries, there was some lack in the regulation because West Africa is very rich. So they constantly have a lot of requests from this company to come to open this kind of factories. So they are gone opening factories. In Mauritania, there's a lot of them. In Senegal also, they have started to open. But people start also to demonstrate, to say no, they are not angry, particularly the women processor because they are the first impacted because they have less access to resources because the fish meal are paying more money. And we have highlighted this issue and we are campaigning for that. And we still highlight, we still continue campaigning. We have the case of Kayar where they want to build a new factory. The capacity of this new factory, if it starts working, it means that the whole community of Kayar don't have access to fish.
Based on your data, Greenpeace is demanding the shutdown permanently of some of these factories. Some people are saying that they are employing and you are taking food away from their families. How do you respond to that?
The fish meal factory don't take a lot of employment. It's one factory can take 5%. If you take the artisanal fisherman or the artisanal processor, you have a whole chain. You have the woman processor. You have behind the retailers. You have the people that are selling the same product in the big market. You have the consumer. So you have a whole chain. So the impact is 40 times more important than the industrial. I'm not talking even about the fish meal. Because the fish meal is one, is polluting the environment. It's not creating job. And is using the fish that should go to feed people. You need 4 to 5 kilo of fresh fish to make 1 kilo of fish meal. And you need around until 20 kilo to have a marketable size of fish or of salmon or tilapia, let's say. Right now, the tendency shows that West Africa is the region where the consumption of fish is going down, is declining. So they are importing fish right now. So how can we import fish in West Africa? In the meantime, we allow the fish meal factories and the big vessels, the IU vessels, to continue plundering the stock. In the same time, the FAO highlighting that the stock is no more exportable.
Do you think the government in the region are too weak to address this? And what role do you think members of ECOWAS can play in the case of possibly adopting a sustainable regional management plan of fisheries?
West Africa is the only region where you don't have regional body that manages the share stock. Anywhere else you have it. We have sub-regional fishery commission, but they don't want to give this commission a mandate to manage the resource, even the share resource, because they are creating competition between states, you know, because they are trying to move bilateral agreements. If you move bilateral agreement from Mauritania to Senegal to even Sahara, Morocco, until Sierra Leone, all foreign countries, include European Union, Asian countries, all of them, China, all of them, they are trying to have bilateral agreement. But they know when they have bilateral agreement in one country, in the same time, they are targeting a resource that is shared between countries. But as countries are not ready to sit together to have consensus on the share stock, to fight against the IU fishing together and to at least to manage the resources together and to face the same issue, same country, the foreign country, the distant water fleet and the multinational companies, they face this opportunity to continue pushing and continue the IU activity, continue to plunder the fish.